In this lesson, we're going to take a look at the selling tab under the product and specifically how you can configure your sales page and your order form. So first off, we have some settings for the catalog, and you can always view your catalog by clicking this button. And we can see that right now, the product that we're working on is the one down here, my online course. So if I go back here, the first thing we can choose is whether it should be listed at all in the catalog. So if I say unlisted, and save changes, we can see that it removes itself from the catalog. But let's say that we want this listed. By the way, you can have it unlisted and people can still purchase as long as they have the link, or you can choose that it should be closed if nobody should buy at all at this time. Let's say that it should be listed. You can choose a product category. In this case, it's online courses because it's called my online course. You can make all the categories in the category set, catalog settings in here. Then you can make a short description for the catalog overview page. Let me just show you where this goes. This is an online course. Save changes. And then when I refresh here, we can see that the product is now back because it's listed. And also here is the short description. So this really shouldn't be too long because it's just meant as like brief description. Okay, moving down a little bit, we have this thing, the primary sales page. The default is to use the catalog sales page, where you can then insert your page sales page copy down here. Let's say that you wanna add a testimonial in here. This is a great course from a previous participant. And that maybe you also want to add an image. Let's just keep this very simple just to show where it goes. And hit save changes, open the catalog again. And the thing I just inserted is if people click on the learn more tab, the learn more button in here. So learn more, and you can now see this is the testimonial that I put in and this is the image. Okay. Going back here, we can also choose to instead have a standalone sales page, which might, if it's a high-end course especially, it makes sense to have a standalone sales page. You can make those under marketing landing pages. I already made one in there, so I can choose the one I called it sales page. And let's just see what this does. If I now go back to the catalog, and I click on the learn more button, and taken to this entire sales page, landing page instead. The final option you can do under the sales page section is that you can choose to have an external page. This is in case you have your external page on somewhere else than Simplera. Maybe you have it on your WordPress site, then you can just put in the URL in here. Let's choose that we want this sales page as our primary sales page. Then we have some affiliate settings. We're going to go over that in another video, but we can add it to any affiliate program we have in here. And we can also then overwrite with another percentage or another fixed amount. And then we have the final options down here. You can choose to limit sales to a specific time period. If you don't put anything in, it will assume that the sales has already started and it will never end, but you can choose to put in a start date and an end date, and then the product cannot be purchased outside this window. You can also choose to limit the total number of participants. Maybe you have a max capacity of 50 participants or 10 participants. Just put the number in here, let's say 10 for this, and we can save changes. The final thing I want to show you on this page is what to do if the product is either closed or sold out. You can then write a message down here for people who are trying to purchase, telling them that the product is closed or sold out. You can offer them to subscribe to a waitlist if you have a waiting list configured, or you can instead redirect to another URL. So you can redirect them to your website or something else. What's important here, it says so down here as well, if you put in a message in here, it will overwrite the redirect to another URL. So if you want to redirect them to another URL, make sure not to put anything under message. Okay, let's click save changes and see if there's anything we missed in here. I don't think so. And that's really all you need to know for this sales page. Now, another tab I want to go through in this video is the order form tab. The order form, you can also choose to use that as a sales page by adding a custom copy for the order form. So you can choose to add content before the form, after the form, or in the sidebar. So let's just say this shows before the form. This shows after. This is in the sidebar. And of course, you can be more creative with this. You can insert images, links, whatever you want, different sort of titles. And then you can save changes. And let me just show you where this goes. Because if we go back to the catalog and we scroll down here, now, if we click learn more, we will be redirected to the landing page, the sales page. But if we click buy now, we're then redirected to the order form, where we can see this shows before the form, this shows after, and this is in the sidebars. So you can actually get in a lot of extra information on the order form. If you don't want it to be completely naked, you can definitely insert a lot of extra stuff in here and use that maybe even instead of a sales page. And that's all for this video. I hope that you will get started on creating some beautiful sales page and order forms.